Hello, I am Matthew Small, a senior escalation engineer on the Windows Store Developer Solutions team. You may have seen my blog post titled, 10 Things You Need to Know About WebView. And due to the success of that particular post, I am here today to start off a new series of small video blog posts titled, WebView Magic Tricks. In this series, I will show you how you can manipulate the WebView using JavaScript invoked by your C# application. Today's magic trick is term highlighting. You may have searched for a particular word or phrase on a website or application and seen that the term that you searched for was highlighted when the results were returned, and that's what we're going to see today. First, I will demonstrate the application. On this screen, we see that we have a WebView, a search term text box, and two buttons. The WebView is set to my blog post about WebView, which is our searchable content. The text box accepts the search term. The highlight button executes our JavaScript to highlight the search term, and the clear button resets the content to its natural state. To demonstrate, I will search for the term WebView. I enter the term and click the highlight button. Now the term is highlighted. To reset the page, I press the clear button, and that's about all there is to it. Let's take a quick look at the application code. It consists of three parts. First, the XAML code is simply the listing of the controls which you saw in the application. The code behind, written in C#, contains the native logic of our application. It controls the WebView and invokes the JavaScript inside the WebView on demand. The highlight.js page contains the JavaScript code which actually performs the highlighting of the search term. To keep this brief, primary functionality is this. When the user clicks the highlight button, the buttonClickOne method is called. That method ensures that the content of the WebView is reset to its default state. It then invokes a function called eval. Eval is a built-in JavaScript function that executes any code passed into it. We pass in the highlight function, loaded from the highlight.js code page into memory, and also pass in the search term. Now the JavaScript takes over in the WebView. The highlight.js function ensures that the original state of the web page is stored. It then uses regular expressions to find every instance of the search term. Then it surrounds it with HTML and CSS, which causes it to be highlighted in yellow. We can undo the highlighting by retrieving the original state of the web page and setting the body of the document to that state. And that's our review of the code. I hope that this demonstration of highlighting search terms in a WebView is useful to you. Please feel free to ask me questions about it on our blog, in the forums, by tweeting me, WinDevMatt, or by email, msmall@microsoft.com.